And there it is. Mark Ruffalo is saying that a lot of people did not sign the open letter denouncing the Paramount Warner Brothers merger because they were afraid they would be blacklisted. And we said that whoever signed it probably would be blacklisted. And
yeah, because I mean, not just because of Warner Brothers and Paramount. I mean, those are two companies right there that you might cause problems with. But Hollywood in general, if you're going to be out there doing this stuff, you're just going to look like you're going to be problematic. And if I were a studio and I'm like, okay, these people are out there every time they get a hangnail, they're out there signing petitions demanding the moon. I'd be like, I don't want to work with these people because they're going to be ridiculous. They're going to be difficult. They're going to drag it out. It's going to be a problem.
Yep. So let's talk about this. And he's kind of like, a whole bunch of people are against it. I'm sure, look.
Whatever, Mark. Fuck off. I don't care.
I'm sure they are, but I'm also like, there was no other solution. It's basically Warner Brothers had to get sold. Things are not going to be the way they were before. I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings, but Hollywood is contracting, so the studios are going to combine to survive.
Let's be honest for a minute. If Mark Ruffalo wasn't in Marvel movies, no one would give two shits about who he is.
No.
They'd only care because he was in Marvel films. No one would care. No one cares what he says now. Notice how he never got in trouble for anything he said, just pointing that out. But, no one would care.
Oh, I'm sure the Ellisons are probably taking notes. They're probably like, yep, Matt Winshaw's mouth off and this one shut their mouth off.
I would be, because I'd be like, some people might just sign to get them people to leave them alone. But the ones that are out there, actively being, complete dillweeds, I would take note of, because what's your answer? Because all these people were mad when it was going to be sold to Netflix, too. And it cannot stay on its own. Otherwise, it would never have to be sold in the first place. So it's going to get sold to someone.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is about CNN. That's what it's all down to, is stupid CNN. We're not going to have as many jobs. Well, Mark, you aren't anyway, because no one's going to these movies.
So let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
Go out to more, M-O-R-E, .clownfishtv.com. That's more, M-O-R-E, .clownfishtv.com. I don't have it pulled up, but you can check it out. We got more episodes out there that we do not have on YouTube. And for less than the cost of one super chat, you can get a month's worth of paywalled content. So Thank you so much for the support. Thank you, Reefers, for helping Clownfish TV stay on the air. So this is coming from Variety. Mark Ruffalo says Hollywood stars declined to sign open letter against Paramount Warner Brothers merger because they're afraid the studio will blacklist them.
Yeah, or they're just telling him that because they don't want to sign it, and they're just like, we'll just use that as an excuse.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Mark Ruffalo, yeah, he keeps texting me. Yeah, it's really freaking annoying. Oh, I'm afraid they're not going to hire me, Mark. I've got another movie coming out. Yeah, it's like, really, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm so tired of these rich, hot, out-of-touch celebrities, out here, throwing their weight around, trying to dictate everything, demand everything, and not just in Hollywood, tell everybody else how they should be. And it's like, you know what? Don't care. Get bent. We don't give two shits what Mark Ruffalo says.
Ruffalo revealed in a new op-ed for the New York Times, co-written with American Economic Liberties Project Research Director Matt Stoller.
Who cares?
Many Hollywood stars declined to sign the recent open letter that's fighting to block the Paramount Warner Brothers merger. The most revealing thing about the letter wasn't the people who signed. It was the people who didn't, not because they disagreed, but because they were afraid.
Oh, my God. I don't want to hear it, Mark. You know how many people in Hollywood, especially white guys, went along with a lot of the idiocy because they knew if they spoke out, they'd be canceled? I really don't want to hear it. And also, most of us are out here trying to fight off the ridiculous gas prices and trying to figure out how we're going to pay for shit. We don't give two craps about whether or not you guys get to stop Paramount from being, buying Warner Brothers Discovery. Most people don't give a shit, Mark. No. They don't care. And the celebrities don't want to sign it. Well, good on them. I wouldn't sign it either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, most of the people that you need in the seats for you to keep your job think you're full of crap and don't give a shit anyway.
So here's my take, and this is kind of the same with the unions and all this other stuff, where I would basically be an independent operator and I'd be like, hey, yeah, if everybody else is gonna get blacklisted or boycott this company and this is the company that's doling out the jobs and doling out the work, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut because I want a gig.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you're just giving them, which was the first thing we said. You're giving them a blacklist. That was the very first thing we said when we saw this, is you're just giving them a list of people who not to hire because you're problematic.
Yeah, they don't like you. But it's almost, it almost reads too like there were a whole lot of people I talked to behind the scenes who were very, very much in my corner. But, you know, they just didn't sign because they're afraid of losing their jobs. Honest, there's a whole bunch of people that agree with me. I'm like, I don't think most people, as long as they're getting a steady paycheck, I don't think they give a shit.
And here's the thing with Hollywood contracting like it is, and streaming and films and everything's contracting. And that's, you know, proven. We've talked about that at length. It's all contracting. It's so bad that the WGA and SAG-AFTRA agreed to go an extra year in between contract negotiations just to settle these quickly to get money for their insurance plans in most cases, because they don't want to drag it out because it's already declining. So of course they're not going to sign it because they don't want to do anything that's going to cause them further harm.
Yes.
Cost them a job. But if you go back up to where you were a second ago, I wanted to read the next part because it was funny to me. They said, where's the part you're at? Oh, they're afraid. Okay. There is many reasons to block this deal, but we now believe the most fundamental one is what we've encountered when asking artists to use their voices. You know, a deep, ugly, pervasive fear of speaking out. I'm like, bitch. Can I call you bitch? Because I'm going to call you bitch, Mark.
It's Mr. Bitch.
Here's the thing. Nobody cares. Like, you guys don't want this to happen because you're afraid it's going to cost you more jobs. It's not about that. You're afraid it's going to cost you CNN. It's going to cost you things that your mouthpiece is. And it's going to cost you time and attention. People, again, I'm going to remind you, do not care. The general public doesn't care. Like, if Paramount gets bought or Paramount buys Warner Brothers Discovery, whether it be Paramount or Netflix, they didn't care. Like, they're too busy trying to survive. They don't care.
Yeah, I would just be like, yeah, I don't really. I mean, unless
there's
some
list of all the customers who don't want people to do. Where's the list of all the, you know, why is it only celebrities and Hollywood people? Why aren't if everybody was so against it across the board, where are all the petitions from those people?
Yeah. Well, they're going to vote with their wallets is what's going to happen. They're going to go see movies that are probably a lot less left-leaning than they were in previous years, given the Ellisons. And it seems like they're trying to roll the clock back a little bit, I think. And, it'll be interesting if in 5 years, nobody gives a shit about this. Cause they'll be like, oh yeah, Paramount and Warner Brothers make really good movies.
I don't think it's going to take 5 years. I think people don't care now. It's going to take a year or two and everybody's going to be like, oh, we forgot about that. Who cares?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's like everything in Hollywood, right?
Are you putting out stuff we want to go pay to see?
Yeah.
That's all we care about.
Yep. We heard time and time again from artists when asked to sign this letter that they supported it, but were afraid of retribution. Their fear is not unjustified. Ruffalo's op-ed adds, citing two recent examples of blacklisting that occurred in relation to the Warner Brothers Paramount merger. When the editorial director of The Ankler, one of the last independent trade magazines who also founded the publication and serves as one of the columnists, was seen at an event carrying a bag of Block the Merger buttons, Paramount reportedly pulled its advertising in response.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they did. But how else is a celebrity getting mistreated?
We're talking about the editor of The Ankler. We're not talking about, you know what I'm saying? Yes. I think he's basically trying to be like,
anybody even read The Ankler?
Right. The reason more A-listers haven't signed this is they know where their bread is buttered. Right.
Yes.
And they're
or they just honestly don't think it's the biggest deal. I mean, how long till Mark Ruffalo is blacklisted? Because I vote for that right now.
One of us, Mr. Ruffalo, was suggested as a guest for a CNN discussion of the merger, but a producer later said the network had decided to pass on the segment and reportedly told the organizers behind the letter, it's a delicate subject for us at CNN, given that Warner Brothers is our parent company.
Yes.
They're not. That would be like Disney having us go on Good Morning America and be like, please do tell us how Disney is dismal and how they can suck a bag of dicks.
Right. But this is funny. So the two examples, one of them was Mark Ruffalo himself.
Mark Ruffalo himself.
That's why he wrote this damn article.
Because he's ass mad.
Because he's getting told no because of this. He was getting told he couldn't be on one of the segments because to talk about this because they didn't want to cause any trouble. Which why you'd ask that when it's obviously to cause them trouble is beyond me. But there's, I know two examples. One's an editor and one's Mark himself. I'm like, good. We'll start with that checkbox. I can't wait to see a bunch more times that he gets blacklisted because I just want this guy to shut the hell up.
Yeah, I mean, this
him
is
and Pascal. It's constant. Just shut up already.
Yeah, I think both of them will be out of work pretty much within the next couple of years. Because once Marvel reboots, literally anybody can play the Hulk, right? It's a CGI monster. Anybody can play the Hulk. And I think, honestly, Disney might have, you know, dealt with him differently, but they had already filmed Brand New Day, and he's in Doomsday and all that, I think. But, yeah, I think Pedro Pascal, especially.
Is he, though? I thought he wasn't. I don't know. I know he's in Brand New Day, but I don't know if he's in Doomsday.
So there's we'll supposed to be a whole.
Maybe kill him off because he's problematic.
Maybe. I don't know. It's like, oh, he's stuck as the Hulk forever, and he looks like Edward Norton again. Oh, my God, that'd be amazing if they just use the multiverse to bring back Ed Norton Hulk. Be like, hey guys, what's up? Did you miss me? This is my doppelganger for years. You had no idea. It looks just like me. It's weird.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep reading this. The op-ed Ed states, this merger will cause many harms in Hollywood, but one is already in effect. People are afraid to say what they think about their own industry. Well, get in line. You know how many people work at a job and they can't say what they think because they might get their ass fired? Wow, what a concept.
Yeah, you can't go to work and draw a picture of your boss sucking a dick and put it on the fridge and expect to have your job, right? That's not how it works, unless work in like porn.
I was going to say OnlyFans or something. And then I love this. Among the 4,000 plus names who signed the open letter were 75 Oscar winners. So fucking what? Who cares? The group is hoping to sustain opposition to the deal, which is pending approval of regulators in the U.S. and Europe. And it could be a subject to litigation because of some people that were trying to do class action lawsuits that were subscribers or whatever. But like, again, I don't care if there's 75 Oscar winners. Like, why does that matter? You know, it's whoopee ding dong. You got an award for pretending to be somebody else, given to you by your other people pretending to be somebody else. And the rest of us roll our eyes and being like, why are you getting awards for this shit?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's just like, yeah. But they're like, you know, the transaction is going to consolidate an already concentrated media landscape.
Whose fault's that?
Yeah, nobody's watching the shit you guys overspent. You spent on a bunch of movies that nobody watched. You spent a bunch of stuff
that chased audiences away. And then we told you with the last, strikes, what was going to happen. And it exactly like we said was going to happened. So if it's constricting, it is your own fault. People like Marky here were out there telling them, you need to do more of this and more of that and more representation and more of all this stuff. And then it just flopped terribly. And then all you guys wanting more, those ones like Mark are still going to get it. A bunch of other actors aren't going to get anything.
Yeah.
You did it to your damn selves.
There you go. You did. Are we going to wrap it up?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I really feel about Mark Ruffalo.
He is insufferable. He's not the Incredible Hulk. He's the insufferable Hulk. All right.
The insufferable bulk.
The insufferable bulk. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.